CRTV News with Rigobert Maniga. In the headlines, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, has announced the digitization of 44 civil status centers across Cameroon in what is seen as a pilot phase of a project aimed at modernizing the country's civil status system. The director of a hospital in Gaza says 70 people have been killed following an Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza. The representative of the South region at the National Interpols have been knocked out of the tournament following their 0-3 defeat to Volcan of Noon. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development has announced an ongoing project to modernize Cameroon's civil status system. The project, which includes the digitization of some 44 civil status centers, is in its pilot phase and seeks to encourage and facilitate access to civil status documents in Cameroon. George Elanga Obam was speaking today in Douala as he chaired commemorative activities marking the 7th African Civil Status Registration and Vital Statistics Day and the 13th Decentralization Local Development Day. Pontianus Lawong tells us more.
The 13th African Decentralization and Local Development Day and the 7th African Civil Registration and Vital Statistics Day are being commemorated in Cameroon amidst disturbing statistics. According to the National Civil Status Registration Office, BUNIC, 7 million children in the country do not have birth certificates, 61,400 of them in the littoral region. Furthermore, 38% of kids under the age of 5 are not recorded in the civil status registry, while more than 1.4 million school children lack birth certificates. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, has harped on the need for stakeholders to put hands on deck and reverse the tides. Minister Elanga Obam has thrown light on the ongoing project to digitize Cameroon's civil status registration system, and which seeks to reduce fraud and render it more efficient and reliable, as well as link it up with the country's identification system. The President of the Republic has recently offered the sum of 1.5 billion CFA francs to fund the project carried out by the United Cities and Councils of Cameroon, UCCC. Minister George Elanga Obam is confident that in 10 years to come, the problem of lack of civil status documents, especially the birth certificate, will be history. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
And the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development is confident that in 10 years to come, Cameroonian children will no longer have problems of access to birth certificates. George Elanga Obam says measures have been taken to modernize the civil status registration system and to encourage citizens to obtain the various documents. He spoke to our reporter, Pontianus Lawong.
It is really a challenge to make sure that in the 10 years coming, all of our kids will be included in the civil status, and that is going to be digitalized. We are working to the finalization of the legal framework, and once it's going to be done, we are going to move forward. We are benefiting of the assistance of our international partners, and I think as I see the things going, our population is more and more sensitized in the importance of the civil status, and I would like to have you, the people of the media, making a big promotion and incentive for our population to be careful that those who are appearing in the society are really connected by the law.
The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, speaking there. And some administrative units in the North region have jointly commemorated the 13th edition of the African Day of Decentralization and the 7th African Day of Civil Status Registration and Production of Statistics, with campaigns to raise awareness on the progress made by government in the decentralization and registration of civil status events. Representing the region's chief executive during the event, the Inspector General will be coming back to the report in a subsequent newscast to indicate that key actors involved in the decentralization process in the Northwest have expressed their commitment to improve the education sector in the region, where mainstream learning has been stifled by the current armed conflict. During the celebration of the 13th edition of the African Decentralization Day and the 7th edition of the Civil Registration and Vital Statistics, chaired by the Secretary General of the North at the Northwest Governor's Office, Saideva Ali, it was emphasized that educational reforms are critical to equip the society with problem-solving skills. Ola Titanki completes that story from CRTV Northwest.
The Commissioner in Charge of Education at the Northwest Regional Assembly, Professor Angel Free Mani, explains that the institution has provided scholarships to underprivileged students and is focused on constructing essential educational infrastructures.
For the past 2 years, giving scholarships to meritorious students during their end of year examinations, registered vulnerable and poor students for public exams.
The Regional Chief of the Civil Status Registration Office, Levi Fongemneba, expressed his willingness to collaborate with local authorities to ensure that all children receive their birth certificates, a significant step towards their access to education.
All the mayors took an engagement to make sure that the children that are without birth certificate should effectively have their civic documentation by the time we resume school in September.
Meanwhile, the Northwest Delegate of Decentralization and Local Development, Mba Mbole Payos, has rejoiced about the progress made by stakeholders in fostering local development.
Decentralization, the region, the meat, the naked eye. Decentralization is a citizen's affair.
The celebration served as a platform for dialogue among local authorities and community leaders, all expressing their desire to enhance governance and positive educational output within their respective communities. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
On the 13th African Decentralization and Local Development Day and the 7th African Day of Civil Registration and Vital Statistics has been celebrated in Bafoussam, with a call for the implementation of best practices to ease development and employment opportunities in the country. The week-long activities were officially launched by the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Chochelanga Obam, on August the 5th in Fumban. Kingi Angela Pearl reports from Bafoussam.
Which ended in favor of the Bafoussam 1 Council against Team Mindeville at the Bamenzi Stadium, puts a cap on week-long activities in commemoration of the 13th African Decentralization and Local Development Day and the 7th African Day of Civil Registration and Vital Statistics in Bafoussam. Speaking at the occasion, the representative of the governor, Madame Fadimatu Yerima Yerima Issa, said that henceforth, best practices such as the digitalization of civil status procedures should be implemented. According to the Regional Delegate of Decentralization and Local Development, Epanda Aristide Palene, this celebration is indicative of the effective implementation of decentralization.
You can just understand too the fact that they were there, they attended all these activities. People are really interested in local development. They want to take an active part to their destiny.
The twin celebration under the theme Establishing a Solid Education and Training System Rooted in the Realities of Africa at Local Levels, Strengthening the Links Between Civil Status Registration and Vital Statistics and Legal Identity Through Digital Transition for Greater Inclusion, also featured the presentation of awards and a visit to the exposition stands of regional and local development stakeholders. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV West in Bafoussam.
The event in the South region was marked by a sports walk across the town of Ebuluva. Organizers used the walk to raise awareness on the importance of participating in the decentralization process and in obtaining vital civil status documents. This is what you tell us, Clarence Aze.
The sports walk kicked off at the Esplanade of the South Governor's Office, and participants descended through Karefu Samba to Elat, Mekalat, Angale, and Demi roundabout before ascending to the administrative area. The South Regional Delegate of Decentralization and Local Development, Matengi Evamimbe, now highlights the essence of the work. He says they worked throughout the week in the office and it was timely to come out and exercise. But they also used the work to pass across the message, calling on all to join hands for effective decentralization and emphasizing the importance of birth, marriage, and death certificates.
actes de naissance aux enfants.
Participants came from different public structures and have appreciated the Keep Fit exercise.
I am Doris Kunglo. I presented myself to this walk because of the health benefit that I will get from it and also to portray this special day. I've been able to finish the walk and I'm very proud of myself.
The sport walk was the climax of a series of activities carried out during the week to raise awareness on the decentralization process and to sensitize the public on the importance of acquiring birth, marriage and death certificates. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News, in Abolova.
Meanwhile, representing the North Region's chief executive during the event, the Inspector General, Alim Garga, urged the target sectors to continuously educate the masses in the need to overcome challenges and get their civil status documents. We have more with Julius Neba.
For almost a week, the North Region has been vibrating to the rhythm of awareness raising and popularization of the advancements made in the decentralization of local development and civil status registration. Muhammadu Aminu is the regional delegate of decentralization and local development for the North.
We started with major awareness, followed by a sensitization sports walk. We later visited civil status offices that were created near some health facilities.
Representing the region's chief executive, the Inspector General, Alim Garga, reaffirmed the determination of public authorities to ensure that decentralization, local development, and civil status registration becomes a reality in the North Region.
The message went through, and we want to believe that after this commemoration, the population understands better the need to have their civil status documents handy with regards to birth certificates, marriage certificates, as well as death certificates.
The observation of the 13th edition of the African Day of Decentralization and Local Development and that of the 7th edition of the African Day of Registration of Civil Status Facts and the production of vital statistics ended with a visit to stands provided by some local development partners in the North Region. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garua.
Local, regional and administrative authorities in the West Region have promised to work together to ensure that the civil rights of Boro people in the region are fully respected. This was during the celebration of the International Day of Indigenous People in Buda, chaired by the West Regional Delegate for Social Affairs, Fidelis Nchi. Kelvin Nembo completes the story from CRTV West.
Low political representation and participation, limited access to social services and land, among others. These are just some of the many problems Bororos in the West Region continue to face. The West Regional Delegate for Social Affairs, Fidelis Njewumbe, during celebrations to mark the International Day of Indigenous People, assured them that government will stop at nothing to ensure that their rights are fully respected.
This category of people have challenges they are facing, which are supposed to be given to them by the other segment of the population as their rights. But at the same time, they have part of the responsibility that they have to assume. That's why we laid emphasis on the fact that if mayors have the responsibilities, for example, to establish birth certificates, it is the duty of the parents to make sure that these birth certificates are inscribed.
Some 25 Mburu children who performed well during the last school year received essential school supplies. Their parents were urged to refrain from keeping school-going aged children at home. A mobile team from Elections Cameroon was present with the necessary equipment to enable attendees who had not yet entered their names on the electoral list to register in order to fully exercise their civic duties in forthcoming elections. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Buda.
And the indigenous people of Fako in the Southwest Region have been urged to continue living in peace and to collaborate with the National Commission for Human Rights and Freedoms. The message was re-echoed by the chairperson of the commission, Professor James Mwange Kobila, during celebrations marking the 38th edition of the International Day of the World's Indigenous People in Fako. Details with Kangelion Caesar.
The Cameroon Human Rights Commission have now identified three major problems faced by the indigenous people in Fako, amongst them the issue of land grabbing. As a result, the chairperson of the commission, Professor James Mwanga Kobila, reiterated the need for full collaboration.
You also have the challenge of BEPS certificates. The main challenge they face is political participation. All of them are willing to collaborate fully with administrative authorities, and I encourage them to do so.
Speaking at the close of the event, the paramount ruler of Boya, Chief Dr. Robert Izrugayendeli, further commented on the state of lands in Fako, but also extended gratitude to the head of state.
Well, we want to first of all thank the head of state for giving the opportunity for us to have this discussion, because what we had here today was a discussion. The National Commission of Human Rights, an opportunity for us to start dialogue into the different indigenous problems that we have. And if we didn't have this opportunity, I'm sure you would have never known that 58,153 hectares of our land has been taken. And so we are glad that we had this opportunity to start discussions about our indigenous problems.
With multiple traditional and administrative authorities in attendance, the hope is that this year's celebration will cover large margins in the fight against the marginalization of indigenous people. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
The Director General of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development says a total of 1,500 conscripts have been equipped with many values, including volunteerism, in the 10 regions of Cameroon in the current fiscal year. The closing ceremony of the event, billed for the 13th of August across the 10 regional headquarters, will witness the presence of the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, in Nebulova. Ahead of the event, Dr. Tafsi has been talking to the CRTB as he evaluates the grounds covered in the annual training.
The aim is to strengthen the feeling of patriotism, economic patriotism, so that the young people who will be the citizens of tomorrow can cultivate the spirit of made in Cameroon and be capable of adopting attitudes and behaviors that lead them to love, respect, and value this entire production of cultural and economic goods. This year's training is take place in the 10 region and involve a total of 1,500 young people. There's a real enthusiasm on the part of young people who want to take part in this training. We also note that the various parties involved, that is the parent and the institution that supervise the young people, are increasingly aware of what civic service training is all about, and that's why the mobilization operation are becoming easier and easier.
The Director General of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Dr. Tausi, speaking there. And close to 100 youths and women in Bapi Village, Bafusam 2 subdivision in the West Region, have received end-of-training attestations in information and communication technologies as a result of a partnership between the African Institute of Computer Sciences, EIE Cameroon, and the Bapi Village Development Association. The resident representative of EIE Cameroon, Amankloda Banda, presided over the ceremony in the presence of the traditional ruler of Bapi, His Majesty Honoré Ndoko. Details with Isaac Gankum.
Equipping youths and women with knowledge and mastery of ICT tools falls in line with the development objectives of the Bapi village.
I'm Talamogu Daniel Jonathan.
You have many young people who are looking for a job, who are trying to have their place in the society. I say the best way to give contribution is to invest in the human.
Recipients express gratitude to their trainers for helping them bridge the digital divide.
So, come from Gambrief. I want to say thank you for the formation of EIE Cameroon to come to our village to initiate us the process of using ICT tools.
After handing out the attestations, the resident representative of EIE Cameroon, Amankloda Banda, says he is impressed with the determination of the village elite and traditional ruler in offering digital training to young people and women in the locality.
The population of Bapi are really worthy of admiration. If you want to reach the best altitude, You have to have a good aptitude and have also a good attitude.
The ceremony is crowned with a special prize awarded to the godfather of the Pioneer Batch of ICT training in Bapi, Jonathan Tala, Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bapi.
20 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CLTV News. The director of a hospital in Gaza says an Israeli airstrike on a school building sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza City has killed more than 70 people. Fadel Naim, head of the health facility in Al-Ali, where many of the casualties were taken, said those were the victims who had been identified so far, with the remains of many others so badly disfigured that identification was difficult. An Israeli military spokesperson said Al-Tabe'in School served as an active Hamas and Islamic Jihad facility with approximately 20 militants operating there. The strike has been criticized by Western powers as well as regional countries, which have said it shows Israel has no desire to reach a ceasefire or end the Gaza war. The U.S. has denied a bid to allow MDMA, commonly known as ecstasy or Molly, to be used in the treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, was examining the psychedelic drug made by Lykos Therapeutics to treat the mental health disorder in combination with talk therapy. The drug maker said the agency denied approving the medication over concerns about limited clinical data and whether psychotherapy contributes to treatment benefit and if it is even necessary. In sports, the representative of the Southwest region at the National Interpol have been knocked out of the tournament this afternoon following their 0-3 defeat to Volcano of Known in the second day four-match played at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Krimi of Ngaoundéré and Girondin of Krimi of Garoua and Girondin of Ngaoundéré separated on a 1-1 draw. The captain of Boya United, Elat Boris, and the deputy coach, Ngalem Clovis, blamed the performance of the team on lack of experience.
Our opponent was more physical than us. Then we were not having the confidence to play. This is our first time playing the Interpol, so you know my football comes to maturity. Even if we are not having hope to come back in the game, we'll not go back to start with without any point. So we still have one match to play to keep that objective alive. I just pray our next match pull a victory.
You know, we have lesser players playing after 2 days of rest. It's a little bit heavy on them since it's their first time of playing the Interpol. So, but I believe with what they have learned throughout these matches, I believe next time when they come, they will do greater exploit. The last game will give our all so that we will show that we have learned a lesson.
The 2024 Paris Olympic Games wrap up this Sunday with China currently topping the table with 88 medals, 37 in gold. Team Kenya, at the moment, is the best African side with 8 medals, 3 in gold, while more than 30 African teams, including Cameroon, will be leaving Paris without a medal. Pewe Joe has a roundup of the Paris Bonanza.
It all started on July 26 with over 10,000 athletes from 206 nations ready to compete for precious medals in their respective disciplines. After about 2 weeks of intense competition, China is currently topping the chart. They are closely followed by the USA with 130 medals, 33 in gold, 41 silver, and 39 in bronze. Australia comes a third with 49 medals, 18 gold. Host country, France, occupies the fifth spot with 58 medals, 15 of them in gold. The performance of African teams has dwindled in the Paris Olympics as the continent is going home with 24 medals against 37 in the Tokyo Olympics. Kenya tops the medal tally on the continent, followed by Algeria with 2 medals, all in gold, while South Africa comes third with 5 medals, 1 in gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze. As the battle for supremacy continues for USA and China, Many athletes keep breaking records at the Paris Olympics, while others have already been broken. Frenchman Lionel Messiaen has become the first athlete to win 4 gold medals in a single Olympic game, while Beatrice Chebet of Kenya leaves Paris as the only African athlete with 2 individual gold medals. Let's see Tebogo from Botswana made history by winning the first Olympic gold medal for his country in the 200-meter event. He is also the only African to have done so.
Pewe Joe, to end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obam, has announced the digitization of 44 civil status centers across Cameroon in what is seen as a pilot phase of a project aimed at modernizing the country's civil status system. The director of a hospital in Gaza says 70 people have been killed following an Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza. And a representative of the Southwest region at the National Interpol have been knocked out of the tournament following their 0-3 defeat to Volcan of Noon. CRTV News.